Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter continued his gospel presentation to Cornelius by testifying to being with Jesus after he bodily rose from the dead. I read from Acts 10, 39 through 41, the New Living Translation. Then they put him, Jesus, to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Principle: Jesus rose bodily from the dead. The assertion that Jesus rose from the dead is the heart of the gospel. But even in Paul's day, people denied it. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 17, "But tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying that there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all of our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you're still guilty of your sins." That's from the New Living Translation. Jesus ate and drank with the apostles. He talked with them. He allowed them to touch him. Admittedly, his resurrection body was different from ours, but it was a body. His resurrection proved his claim to be the Messiah and the Lord. It proved that Father God accepted his sacrifice for our sins. It validated Jesus' promise that one day he will raise us up as well. The resurrection of Jesus was a bodily one, verified by eyewitnesses. This is the gospel. This is our hope.